Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 120.
Order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will please retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant of Arms please close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer today will be offered by Representative White. Representative John. And members and visitors in the gallery, please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
May we bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we ask your blessing on those here today and on those who have journeyed home. And we ask that during this pause in our efforts, the love of your Son be with all members of this chamber and his peace surround them. That this interlude be for all of us a time of reconciliation, a time to rest and open our hearts, and a time to set aside any resentments and differences so that upon the return of all members and the resumption of our labors, we will all be refreshed, re-energized, and rededicated to serving the citizens of our great state. All these things we ask in thy name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for September 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for September 1st be approved as written. Those in favor, please say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it. And the journal is approved as written. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrollment clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 60, an act to revise certain rules related to solid waste management facilities, adoption by the Environmental Management Commission. Senate Bill 99, an act to clarify that, unless the conduct is covered under another provision of law providing greater punishment, larceny of a catalytic converter is a Class 1 felony to require secondary metal recyclers to maintain an electronic record of certain information from transactions involving the sale of catalytic converters, to include a fine as punishment for certain violations involving the purchase of catalytic converters, to provide that secondary metal recyclers can only purchase catalytic converters from certain people, and only secondary metals recyclers can purchase used catalytic converters, and to make conforming changes. Senate Bill 321, an act revising the North Carolina Controlled Substances Act. Senate Bill 542, an act to allow the North Carolina State Health Plan for teachers and state employees to adopt a program to incentivize plan members to report activities such as fraud, waste, and abuse by health care providers providing services to plan members, and to establish governing standards for property finders. House Bill 324, an act to demonstrate the General Assembly's intent that students, teachers, administrators, and other school employees recognize the equality and rights of all persons, and to prohibit public school units from promoting certain concepts that are contrary to that intent. House Bill 447, an act protecting the religious rights of hospital patients by preserving their right to receive visits by clergy members during hospital stays that occur during a declared disaster or emergency. And the following bill duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Bill 229, an act to extend the term of mayor from 2 to 4 years in the town of Carolina Shores.
Charter bills will be noted. Chaptered bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Senate Chamber, September 1st, 2021. Mr. Speaker, It is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate adopts a report of the conferees for Senate Bill 542 conference report, a bill to be entitled An Act to Allow the North Carolina State Health Plan for Teachers and State Employees to Adopt a Program to Insensitize Plan Members to Report Activities Such as Fraud, Waste, and Abuse by Health Care Providers Providing Services to Plan Members and to Establish Governing Standards for Property Finders. When the appropriate action has been taken by both chambers, the bill will be ordered and rolled. Respectfully, Sarah Holland, Senate Principal Clerk.
The Senate Committee substitute for the bill was noted and rule material placed on the calendar for September 8th. Noted. Clerk may continue.
The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 24, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act to Remove Described Property from the Corporate Limits of Chimney Rock Village and to Annex that property to the Corporate Limits of the Town of Lake Lure and to Remove Described Property from the Corporate Limits of the Town of Lake Lure and to Annex that property to the Corporate Limits of Chimney Rock Village for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Senate Committee Substitute is ruled material, placed on the calendar for Tuesday, September 8th. Placed on the calendar for September 8th. Clerk may continue.
The following special message is received from the Senate. House Bill 248, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act to Amend the Charter of the Town of Spring Lake to modify the method of appointing the town's finance officer and tax collector for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on the calendar for September 8th. Clerk may continue.
Thank you. The following message is received from the Senate. House Bill 3, Senate Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act to Change the Method of Election for Members of the Craven County Board of Election to Partisan Electoral Districts for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Placed on the calendar for September 8th.
House Bill 143, Senate Committee Substitute, 2nd Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Vacancies in the Office of the of Sheriff of Swain County for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for September 8th.
House Bill 181, Senate Committee Substitute, 7th Edition, a bill to be entitled An Act to Make Various Changes to the Statutes Governing the Wildlife Commission for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Calendar for September 8th. Notices and announcements. Members, Tuesday there will be no votes. Representative White, you're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I did not mean to press my button before during rules and announcements. If you are ready for my other function here today, I'll be glad to speak.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September 7th at 4 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, September 7th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, and I will remind you there will be no votes on it Tuesday. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.